talking about different types of bread.
And she said, I got so many tapes that I'd love for you to have to play, you know. Does she have a cassette?
You want to answer the first question? Well, let's see, we were talking about yesterday, let me see if I can refresh our memories a little bit. We were talking about different types of bread and cornbread and meal, etc. So, your next question that I'm going to ask you is this right here. What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a small little packet and is dry and granulated.
Okay, what's the inside part of the cake?
It rises.
It rises?
Yeast?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which
I never
use.
You never
use yeast? I
don't know. Well, that's like for most of us, I guess, like making loaf bread.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, what's the inside part of the egg?
What is
that? Yolk. Mm-hmm. What's the other stuff? When you like, is the whole thing the yolk?
No.
Yellow and the white?
No.
Is that all yolk, or did they call the other part?
I believe the yellow is a yolk, and I don't know, the white, it's just white.
That albino, that's what it is.
Yeah, you're right, but we don't ever use that word.
What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
You know, when you cook the eggs in hot water, you know, like what type of eggs are you making?
Boiling.
Mm-hmm. And then when you put them on top of the stove in a little bit, like you put a water in a pan, and then you have a cover that holds these little cups, and you put the eggs down in the cups. You know, what are those kind of type eggs called? They're not fried.
Yeah, and they asked me, I couldn't tell you. I never fixed them anymore.
Nobody ever asked for them, really. Well, you know, my wife eats them sometimes. What about poached eggs?
Poached eggs is right.
Yeah.
I used to fix them for my children when they were real small, learning to eat. And I'd fix that and put it in their grits, you know, that thing's cooking it.
I remembered
that. Uh-huh.
My great-grandmother used to, you know, fix me poached eggs when I was
little.
Have
you ever had a soft-boiled egg?
I don't.
It's almost like a poached egg, except it's not hard-boiled. You just chip away the top of the shell, and you cut yourself slices of bread and stick the bread down in there.
Oh, no, I can't stand it. It's gotta be done.
Well, yeah, it is. It's sort of like a poached egg.
Yeah, I know it is.
What's, part of the pig that's used in your cooking vegetables? Yeah. What do you call that?
Well, mostly fat back.
Fat back?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like when you use that fat back, you know, what does it look like? You know, like, I mean, is it all fat or does it have...
No, it has stricolines in it.
Stricolines.
You do like a little lean in there. You don't want all fat, huh?
Does that put the salt in it or does the fat put the salt in the vegetable?
Well, you usually ask, I want your vegetable just a little more.
Oh, I see.
And then if you use fresh meat, you know, just pork. That's called pork.
Oh, like you just use pork in there too?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Fresh kill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something else they do. What I used to do until we got where we didn't use pork. You use you cut off, say like you cut a ham or shoulder, and you cut off as much, you know, as you can. You usually leave some meat on that. And you boil that with your vegetables, and that is something good.
Mm.
There's enough meat on that. Of course, that's lean meat.
On the bone there.
Yes, sir. And you put it in there and cook it with your turnips, your anything like that. And it is good.
You know, what were those beans that we had today? What do you call those?